This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan. Good morning, and welcome to The Fan Early Morning Show. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. It's The Fan Early Morning Show. For the average Joe, and when the average Joe wants to shop like a pro, the average Joe can go to CGR Wholesale, the sponsor of The Fan Early Morning Show. In fact, the sponsor of The Fan Early Morning Show. I would like to take this opportunity real quick. I love shouting out people who listen, because it's very kind when anytime I get approached or anytime I'm around people that say, hey, you know, great show. I always appreciate that. As you know, I work in Bethel Park as my job on the side, my other thing that I do at their TV station, and I do their social media. And we had a new chief of police sworn in to Bethel Park, Dave Arnold. He was sworn in on Monday officially at the regular council meeting. And he was nice enough after at the reception down at the police station. He just said hello when I was down there, and he said that he loves the show. He loves the morning show and Crowley and Doran. So, Chief Arnold, thank you for those comments. And I also met another person over the weekend in Bethel Park who, at a tree planting walkthrough, came up to me after I talked for a little bit and said, hey, you sound familiar. Are you that guy? And this gentleman named Tom, who came up, nice man, and he said that he works out at 5 a.m., around 5 a.m., and he listens every morning. So, Tom, shout out to you as well. Good morning. It's a pleasure. Always like that, too. I'm always impressed, too, by all the callers that call in every morning and just they're able to talk about sports at this hour. I always used to be a night person, and I would work night shifts here at the Fan, so this early morning has been an adjustment for me personally, but I'm just impressed by the ability of many of you to call in and listen, and I appreciate the kind words, and I just wanted to mention that this morning. It's also kind of frosty this morning, little snowflakes falling that should, well, maybe not actually. The high's only supposed to be 38 today. We'll go into weather a little bit later, but it's supposed to be cold today and then warm up tomorrow, but this is going to be, I think, the coldest day of the week with the high only being 38. So if you're leaving your house, just don't slip, because there has been some snow falling a little bit this morning, a little bit of ice, and that. So not, I wouldn't call them dangerous conditions, but, like, you know, if you are more sensitive and walking, maybe just pay a little more attention just in case, because it is cold out there, and there has been some precipitation that has reflected that. All right, let's talk about sports. Call in 412-928-9370. You can also talk to me on X at Callas_33. That's CALLAS_33. Mention me in a post. I usually respond to them, so we can go over that. There's a few subjects I want to touch on this morning that we'll get to briefly. Pittman's basketball has indeed turned it around. Jeff Capel doing a wonderful job. 67. No, that was on Wednesday last week. Yesterday's final against number 21 Virginia, 74-63. So they've won another game, and they're doing better. Definitely seem to have gotten over the woes of the early January struggles that they had. Pitt right now in the ACC has moved way up in the standings. They're fifth now in the standings. They're 7-6 in the ACC, 16-8 overall. Again, just those beginning struggles against ACC opponents was hurting them. But, like, man, they were, I think last week, the last time I talked about them, they were, like, ninth in the conference. Now they're fifth. Only beaten by UNC, Duke, Virginia, and Wake Forest right now, but they just beat Virginia. A team now 10-4 in the ACC. So shout out to them. Great job, Pitt men's basketball, for kind of getting it turned around. Pitt's got another game this weekend. Of course, you can listen, right, flagship home of Pitt, 93.7 The Fan here. Louisville, they're playing. Pitt is on Saturday at 6:30. So listen to that game here on The Fan. Listen on your Odyssey app. Listen, because cover the team. They're doing much better than they did to start January, to start conference play. So follow them, listen to coverage, listen to live games here on The Fan. Like, pay attention, because they are they're still kind of slim odds them to make it in here, but like they're getting close. Like, they got to keep winning. And let's see how many games they have left. What, 1, 2, 3, 7? They got 7 games left. They can do it. They just have to make up. Like, they have no room for error. They have little room for error. But they'll be all right. They're doing well. Pittman's basketball, 7-6 now in conference, 16-8 overall. 412-928-9370. Give me a call. Talk about sports. Let's do it. A couple Super Bowl takes. A couple NFL takes. Also, this is the first shift I've worked here, first shift I've talked to you on the early morning show, where it has been officially announced: Mitch Trubisky out, Chukwuma Okorafor out, Presley Harvin out. Three big names cut from the Steelers early on, and apparently it was a mutual parting of the ways between the Steelers and Mitch Trubisky, which that's nice to hear. I like Mitch Trubisky as a guy. I don't know what kind of problems he sparked in the locker room, though. That's just me assuming, or you know, leading on based on the evidence that I've kind of been exposed to in this time. Like, he is, he might have been a locker room problem. He might have just been passionate and wanted things done, and they weren't getting done, or maybe he was just really bad, and just couldn't overcome his own internal struggles. Either way, he's out. And I think we're all happy for that. So, I mean, that's not an earth-shattering take. I'm happy Mitch Trubisky's gone. I think it's fine. And we move forward from there. Chukwuma Okorafor, kind of sad, but, like, you know. And then Presley Harvin, I think we all wanted Presley Harvin to go as well. So, I mean, I don't think any complaints from these cuts. If you have any complaints, let me know. But that was a big news that I think broke to start this week, were all those cuts. Not really surprising cuts, but, like, you know, they happened, and we got to think about them a little bit, and we still move forward accordingly. 412-928-9370. Got a caller on the line this morning that wants to talk. Good morning. What's your name?
Good morning. Old German Rod.
Hello.
By the way, we appreciate you every morning, because I work at the airport early.
Oh, yeah?
You guys listen to you on the way in. We really appreciate listening to you in the morning.
Well, that's very kind.
I wanted to give you that little shout out, because you were shouting out to the guys that, you know, you met. But Pitt basketball is doing very good. I like, since they put Lowe in, I really appreciate you're starting to talk a little more about basketball. Steelers, I know we always talk about the Steelers, because I guess they're number one on the,
you know. Yeah, no, the NFL, right? Yeah.
Go, and then also too, I actually like the idea of bringing Filge in. I know the afternoon show was talking about it. I would also like them to bring in a quarterback out of the draft, like maybe Pratt from Tulane, and maybe, I don't know. I'm not too sure about the guy from South Carolina, but maybe bring somebody in so you can groom him. Because if you bring in Fields, old Kenny's going to be leaving real quick.
You're right. Hey, thanks for the call. I appreciate it. And then actually, the quarterback talk is going to transition well into what I want to talk about this morning, mainly with you. But just to reference or to address the comment you made, the better Pitt does, the more we're going to talk about Pitt. Like, they were not a story when January started. They are now a story. I mean, they've been on a winning streak here, and it's impressive. So, hey, if they keep winning, we're going to talk about them, especially because their chances of making it here are getting better. They've won four in a row. They're getting better. They're not guaranteed, though. Again, they have a little room for error, but like, they're going to become the story if they win most of their games down this last seven-game stretch. They got seven games left in the regular season, so don't worry. We're going to talk about them the more they develop into a story. But for who should be the quarterback of the Steelers and what quarterback selections mean in drafts is really what I want to talk about this morning. And I just want to bounce this theory off of you because I'm noticing a pattern when it comes to drafts and especially drafting quarterbacks and drafting the guy. And the pattern is that there is no pattern. It's really weird and really interesting where quarterbacks come from that lead teams to success. Tom Brady is famously a late-round pick, a sixth-round pick. Brock Purdy is quite famously the last pick of his draft class, the last, not just the last quarterback pick, the last overall pick, right? We all know that. And Patrick Mahomes was passed on by several teams before being selected by the Chiefs, and he is now being discussed as one of the greatest all time, and he's also in the conversation for greatest quarterback of all time at the age of 28. How did this happen? Where did all the first round picks go that have not gotten close to a Super Bowl? Or like, where have the first overall picks gone? Where are the Baker Mayfields of the world? The Mitch Trubisky's of the world drafted two overall. Oh, when he was drafted. Man, so listen, it's interesting to talk about who you want as quarterback for the Steelers, and I think it's really interesting where quarterbacks should be drafted or, like, how much you should value that position. Now, of course, you have to value that position. You have to try. But, like, how much success comes from drafting a quarterback early on? Like, I can't think of a quarterback in recent memory that was drafted like in the top 10 overall in their respective draft class and won the Super Bowl. Eli Manning comes to mind in the last like 20 years, but like recently, who's a first pick? Who's a top 10 overall pick in the NFL drafts that ended up winning a Super Bowl? I think it's interesting to think about. And I have a theory as to why that may be, but I got a caller on the line now that wants to talk, so I'll let them talk. Good morning. What's your name?
Morning, Nicholas. My name's Ken from McCandless.
Hello. What's up?
Hey, I just tuned in, but I don't know if anybody ever brought this up about the quarterback thing. I wanted to call in to Joe yesterday, but they've always been impossible to get through to. They were talking about it, but I'm a big Fields fan. I was wondering if Chicago might be a good thing for them to trade for Fields to send Pickett to them. And he's 1 year sooner or like in the process of the 5 year thing. And maybe they think they can develop him or at least as a backup if they draft that Caleb Williams. And then that would, cause there's no way it would work if you trade for Fields and Pickett's still here. He's not gonna last with that. So I think maybe that'd be a way of just moving him on, giving him a place to go to, and start out with Fields and maybe a veteran with him.
Sure. Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. I would like Fields to be on the team. I'm not opposed to it. I think it's random-ish. I mean, it makes sense in some ways, but it doesn't in others. I think trading Pickett could make sense. I don't know. I mean, do you really want another Bears quarterback on the Steelers? Was Mitch Trubisky not enough of an experiment for you there? I don't know. I think we can all make the assessment that Fields is more versatile than Mitch Trubisky. I would do it. I would do it for the right price. I think a second and a fifth that's been kind of thrown around, I think that's fine. I don't mind it. But there's no... Like, you can't guarantee success, and I hate that about sports. Like, you never know, really. Does Justin Fields give you a better chance to win? Yeah. Is he going to get you over the hump and, like, truly be able to contest with the Buffalo Bills or the Kansas City Chiefs? I don't know. That's the big one. 412-928-9370, another caller on the line. Good morning. What's your name?
Nicholas Harry Callis.
Oh!
Man, Vic from Hazelwood. What's up with you,
Unbelievable!
Brother?
It's been forever, it feels like.
Oh, no, I called a couple of times. You just didn't recognize my voice, and you put me on hold, and I went to the other guys, Doran and Adam. Hey, listen, man, I just don't think Pittsburgh or Dallas will ever win anything as long as Dak and Kenny is the quarterback. I think if they get Justin Fields with the weapons they have, they will become an immediate contender. And also, brother, I want to say, like you addressed those other guys, bro, you are the absolute best. When I got to drive my lady to work early in the morning, I immediately turn on the fan, and there you are. Well, first, the other woman who's on before you. But, bro, I love you, man. I love to listen to you guys talk. Love you in the morning, and I appreciate you, man, because you like my cup of coffee, bro. I promise you.
Vic, you're too kind. Thank you for the call. I appreciate it. I mean, it's nice to hear that, too. I mean, like I said, I used to be like a night guy. So being up like and just understanding the lives of people early in the morning like fascinates me. Like, why are people up? And that's one guy works out and listens, like I said before. And then you got Vic from Hazelwood who's driving those close to him to work. It's like, cool. You know, I think that's interesting. How people can wake up so early in the morning. But I am grateful to be here. It's very kind. Very kind words from all of you, but I do appreciate all of you listening as well. So we're just going to have a gratitude fest going back and forth, it seems. Much appreciated.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 93.7, The Fan, good morning and welcome to The Fan Early Morning Show. Kind of winded down here, getting you ready for The Fan Morning Show pre-show, which gets you ready for The Fan Morning Show main. Real quick, fan weather brought to you by Sutton Chevrolet. Check out special financing for qualified buyers on new Silverado 1500 trucks. Today's going to be cold, high of 39, low of 27, going to be a little bit of frost. Coming up here early in the morning. Right now the temperature's 29 degrees, but it's going to clear up later in the day and get warmer. But I don't know if 39 is warm to you, but that's the high for the day. Tomorrow, high of 51, low of 26, 30% chance of rain. That's fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. So we've just been talking about quarterbacks, who the Steelers might want to get, and what it means to draft quarterbacks and how much success that really can have. And really, I mean, drafting has a lot of luck factors to it, which I guess is my point. You don't have too many players that you can draft early on that can win. Like, you're taking a chance on anybody. It doesn't matter whether you're drafting them first overall or last overall, because we've seen in recent years quarterbacks make it to the Super Bowl and win the Super Bowl being low picks. And we've also seen a guy in Patrick Mahomes, who was overlooked by several NFL teams before landing on the Chiefs and doing what he does. And then we've seen several top 10 picks, first overall picks, just absolutely flop in the NFL. So I have some theories as to why. I can't get into those right now because I'm running out of time. But I just, that's just been what's on my mind when we think about this. And it's frustrating about sports not having some type of certainty, but the Steelers just got to walk into the right guy. It seemed they tried to force Pickett to be that right guy, especially because he was a Pitt guy, and that's, exciting having the hometown, college guy play for the Steelers, and that was nice, but it's not feeling very nice anymore. It's feeling a little washed up now. It's feeling like a washed up storyline now, because he hasn't been doing what we thought he should be doing at this level. And that's really it. I mean, that's the whole thing. So it's a lot of luck, but when you walk into that right guy, when you find that right guy, all is cured. Because, again, winning can cure all.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.